Task 3. Historians and archaeologists have been discussing the mystery of Stonehenge for ages. The prehistoric monument that took its builders an estimated 1,500 years to erect has become one of Britain's greatest national icons. Located in southern England, not far from the city of Salisbury, it consists of 100 massive stones placed in a circular layout. The biggest of its stones are up to 9 metres tall and weigh 25 tons on average. It's widely believed that they were brought from a place which is 20 miles to the north. Smaller stones weigh up to 4 tons and were probably transported as far as 140 miles. It's absolutely unknown how people in the antiquity moved them that far. Scientists used an array of technologies to map Stonehenge and its environs. The project has produced an enormous amount of data, which has to be analysed. When the new discoveries are combined with older finds, it shows that Stonehenge was just one part of a complex and constantly changing sacred landscape. It is also said that several distinct tribes of people contributed to Stonehenge, each undertaking a different phase of its construction. Many modern scholars now agree that Stonehenge was once a burial ground. They have yet to determine what other purposes it served. In the 1960s, a theory was suggested that the cluster of megalithic stones had operated as an astronomical calendar. When Stonehenge was opened to the public, the visitors were able to walk around the stones and even climb them. But serious erosion resulted in roping off the monument in 1977. It's now impossible to touch the stones unless special bookings are made. In addition, access to the monument is given during the summer and winter solstice, as well as during the spring and autumn equinox.